Check, 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 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 790 ESPN Radio, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. Your Grizzlies, they come in with a record of 71-48 overall. They are 35-18 in the second half. The Grizzlies have taken three of the first five games from Stockton in this series. They will look for the series win tonight, and it needs to be a crucial win as Modesto has not lost a game in six straight games. On the other side, the Stockton Ports, they are 44-75 overall, 19-34 in the second half. Stockton has already been eliminated from playoff contention, so they are just going to be spoilers. They have the most wins here at Chuck Chansey Park out of any California League opponent against Fresno this season. And if they win tonight, they will have split every game here at Chuck Chansey Park against Fresno in 2023. Last night, the Grizzlies, a dominating performance, a 12-2 win, which included three home runs. Jake Snyder, Daniel Amaral, and Brian Betancourt all going deep. And then Andy Perez, a 4-for-4 game, a career-high 4 hits for him. He had a triple, 2 RBI singles, a pair of steals, and 3 runs. One of those steals and runs was a steal of home. Andy Perez was outstanding. Daniel Amaral, as we said, had a home run. He also had a career-high day of 3 hits and 3 RBI. And then on the bump, a great game for Albert Pacheco. 7 innings of 2-run ball. Just the 4th time this year a Grizzly starter has gone 7 innings. Pacheco has done it twice, tying a career high for him. He struck out 8, did not walk a batter. His 8 strikeouts tied a season high for him. The bullpen outstanding as well. They've allowed only just 1 run in 16 innings of work in this series, a 0.56 ERA. So the Grizzlies looking for the series win tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Jake Maddon, making his 4th start with Fresno since the trade from the Angels. An 0-2 record, a 10.57 ERA for Maddon. We've seen glimpses of really good pitching from Maddon as he looks for his first win in a Fresno uniform. On the other side, the Stockton Ports give the ball to right-hander Wander Guante. Guante's won a Calvin League Pitcher of the Week, but he's had a lot of trouble against this Grizzlies offense. A 2-6 record, a 6.13 ERA. It should be an interesting matchup this evening with Guante for Stockton and Maddon for Fresno. We get set for first pitch this evening. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with one of the Rockies coordinators. It's their defensive coordinator, the defensive fielding coordinator, and Doug Bernier. We talked a little bit about his playing career with the Rockies and the Twins, some of the players that he played with as well. We also talked about his Major League debut and when he found out how surprised he was. We then talked about his now job in his career as well and what exactly is a defensive coordinator. And finally, we actually talked about if he's ever played as himself in MLB The Show. I know I did back in the day. Our pregame guest is Doug Bernier. When we come back right after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Doug Bernier in 3, 2, 1. I bring in the Rockies minor league defensive coordinator, Doug Bernier. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first of all, enjoying California a little bit, enjoying Fresno, California. You've been here a couple times. You can't get away, can't you?
No, I love it here. It's really cool actually coming back to Fresno. I mean, I've been here a lot in my pro career. I came here a lot as a youngster. I grew up in Santa Maria on the Central Coast, and I mean, there's always tournaments going on up here in Fresno, and I felt like from the age of 10 on up, I was here like every summer, baking in the heat, having fun, playing a lot of baseball.
Yeah, you also have ties to Colorado Springs, and so you have a lot of ties to Colorado in general, but I do want to talk a little bit about your upbringing, as you said, from Santa Maria. Where's your love for baseball start?
Do you know what? It was really cool, like, growing up in the area I did. I felt like there were a lot of kids in our neighborhood, so we were outside playing a lot. We were playing a lot of, you know, baseball in the street, and I don't know, I always liked sports, so I was playing everything I could. I mean, I did tennis and football and basketball and baseball. And then I think it was like, so I was playing everything, but then it's like once I got to high school and I was like, man, I might actually be able to, you know, continue this. I think that's when I really started to kind of, put more time into it.
I read you were a pitcher to begin everything, but why were you a pitcher and then all of a sudden turning into an infielder? What happened there?
Well, I think what happened was I remained 5'11 and I couldn't throw very hard. But I mean, in high school, I threw strikes. You know, I had 2 pitches and I could compete a little bit. But I just knew, like, going into college, when I saw the level, what happened actually was I went to area code tryouts and they were here at Fresno State. And I remember seeing for the first time what the level of competition was going to be at the next level and seeing how I showed up to pitch and I was the shortest pitcher and I was the softest thrower. And then right after that, I was like, okay, I need to learn something different because if I want to pitch, I mean, my pitching career is about to be done. So that's where I really started to focus on infield play.
You went to Cuesta College, is that correct?
Yes.
And then went to Oral Roberts as well, too. Talk about a good year for Oral Roberts, but how did you enjoy your time over there?
I did. I enjoyed it a lot. We had our whole team was California Junior College transfers. So it kind of felt a lot like home, you know, but it was a lot of good baseball. It was kind of fun. That was my first time out of the state of California. to play. And so it was just, it was nice just to try something new. So I feel like I learned a lot of stuff over there. My time at Cuesta was great. Our coach, Larry Lee, he's now the head coach at Cal Poly. He taught me a lot of baseball as well. So I was really fortunate in my college years. They're very formative, and I feel like I learned a lot.
Next step was pro ball, and then, as you said, you had time here playing in Fresno, playing in Colorado Springs as well, too. I was in Colorado Springs when you actually came through a little bit as well, too, but you actually got up to the big leagues with the Rockies. Do you remember where you were when you found out you were going up to the big leagues?
Yeah, I'll never forget it. I was in Tucson. There was a team in Tucson at the time.
Yeah.
And Tom Runnels was our manager, and he called me in the office. He's like, hey, he's like, we want to go over some defensive, like, positioning on some guys. Like, all right, so I go in there, and he shuts the door. And he was like, hey, you're going to the big leagues. And I was shocked. I wasn't expecting it. That was the last thing on my mind at that point. And so I just remember, like, just kind of being like, just, I felt like time stood still for a little bit. And I was like, what? And so I asked him again. I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't joke about that. He's like, you're a big leaguer. And so, yeah, I'll never forget that. You know, I called my wife. Called my family. It was a really cool moment.
You were a defensive wizard, what people mentioned about what your career was about too, and then you spent time with the Twins as well too. But what was your favorite memory as a big leaguer?
You know, one of my favorite, this is going to sound a little weird, but someone that I really looked up to was Jamie Carroll, utility infielder for a long time. He was with the Rockies when I was coming up, and he kind of took me under his wing a little bit. And my first big league game was against the Indians, and he was playing second base for the Indians that day. And so my first day, I'm playing second base, he's playing second base, and got to compete against him. And then later in my career, when I was with the Twins, me and him actually were both the utility infielders for a season, and that was like a really cool thing. And so I think just having that opportunity to play with a guy that I really looked up to, learned a lot from, was just like a really special moment.
When the playing days were over, when did you realize that, coaching might be the next step in my career?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I've always loved learning. I've always loved teaching. I even felt like the last few years of me playing, I mean, I played till I was 37, and I feel like the last few years of me playing were, you know, kind of in a way mentoring some of the younger kids, you know. Like I played with Jerickson Profar the last 2 years, right? And so I had an opportunity just to kind of be with him and work with him a little bit. And, you know, some guys, you know, Jorge Polanco with the Twins. And there were some guys, and I felt like that was kind of my role. And in a way, obviously, I wanted to play as well as I could, but I really enjoyed it. And to see, like, guys have success and being able to kind of give them some of the things that were given to me when I was a youngster, I thought was just really satisfying. And it's like, man, to be able to do this, if I can keep learning and be able to help people, like, I mean, I love doing that.
Absolutely. And so now you're with the Rockies, and now being a defensive coordinator, what exactly is that?
So basically it's, so a lot of organizations have an infield coordinator or an outfield coordinator. I do both. So I work with the infielders, I work with the outfielders. And basically we're just trying to get them better. So have a lot of talks with coaches. I watch all the games, all of our four games every day. And we're constantly talking on the phone. Okay, what are some skills? What are some things we can do with each individual and try to customize it the best we can? But teach them the game, teach them the fundamentals, and just try to see steady improvement every single month. So that's kind of the goal.
And I want to talk a little bit about what the Rockies have on their infield over the past couple of years. We've seen Ezequiel Tovar, Adiel Amador come through Fresno. Now this year, Dion Jorge, Andy Perez, the list goes on and on. Talk a little bit about the Fresno infielders.
We got some good infielders here. We really do. We got some talented infielders. One thing I like about them is they're talented, but the work ethic, that's something that we've really preached, like create some discipline, some daily discipline. And in baseball, it might seem like it's pretty easy to come out here and show up every day and give your all and try to improve every day. But it's one of the hardest things to do in this game. And the fact that these guys are doing it at such a young age, day in, day out, it's really cool to see. Like, it's cool to see, you know, you talked about, you know, Perez and Jorge. They're doing great. See guys like Messenger, you know, and even see Caros come up. And, you know, just this whole group really works well together. They work hard. They pull for each other. It's a really good group.
And the final thing I want to ask, my brother wanted to ask this. Have you ever played as yourself in MLB The Show?
Actually, I haven't. Well, hold on. You know what? I have.
And how'd you do?
Well, and I took myself out of the lineup because I wasn't a very good hitter. So I ended up bringing someone else in because I was like, man, I'm not going to have this guy. So I would use myself sometimes as a defensive replacement.
Well, I love it. Well, hey, thanks for taking time in this interview. It's great having you. Right. Let's go Grizzlies.
Thanks a lot.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go.
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Good evening, everyone. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, trust the Grizzlies' bullpen. Over five games of the current series, the Fresno bullpen has allowed one run in 16 innings of work. Key number two, beat the Ports bullpen. This season, the Grizzlies have scored 35% of the runs in innings 7-9. This has culminated into 17 comeback clause wins in the seventh inning or later for Fresno. Key number three, play strong defense. The Grizzlies have only made one error over their last three games. Let's go get a series win. Back to you, Mark.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As you just heard, our keys to the game tonight as the Grizzlies take on the Stockton Ports. I now bring in my really good friend, Eric Bentley. Eric, thanks for coming on this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be a fun one this afternoon. Grizzlies looking to get a series win and really just continue the momentum that they've been able to build here in this second half. Happy to be on here with you.
I'm glad you could join us as well. Great pitching matchup. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports under manager Gregorio Petit. The Ports 44-75 overall, 19-34 in the second half. Center fielder number 29 Pedro Pineda will lead things off, followed by the first baseman number 28 Will Simpson. Right fielder Henry Bolte, he hits third in right field. Batting fourth, the DH number 6 Jonah Cox. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 8, Miles Naylor. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, number 7, Yeniel LeBoy. Batting seventh is the catcher, number 2, Cooper Ewell. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 5, B.J. Cook. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 9, Robert Poisson. On the bump for Stockton, the right-hander, Wander Guante. He wears the number 38, a 2-6 record, a 6.13 ERA. Henry Bolte, 13 home runs, another multi-hit game for him last night. Eric Bentley, what do you have to say about that lineup for Stockton?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a very potent Stockton lineup. We've seen that these two teams have kind of gone back and forth throughout the course of this series, and this is the rubber match. And so it'll definitely be interesting to see which one of these teams is able to come away or maybe start this game with a little bit more firepower, you know, kind of get yourself off to the good start.
Last time you were here, there was a leadoff homer to start the game as well, too. Pedro Pineda has had a great series, but now it's time for the national anthem, so we'll head it down to the field. We'll be back with more lineups and first pitch. an outstanding national anthem to get us set for Sunday evening baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on 790 ESPN Radio, Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Eric Bentley. We're ready to bring you the call between the single A affiliates of the Oakland Athletics and your Colorado Rockies. Eric, I know you're excited. The Grizzlies tonight wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys as they give the ball to right-hander Jake Madden.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, Stephen, there are a lot of jerseys that the Grizzlies wear that I really enjoy. The Tacos, the Lowriders, the Fresno. This one might be my favorite.
This jersey is outstanding. The Grizzlies this year, 6-1 when wearing specialty jerseys this year, and the Grizzlies have already won in these jerseys as well. If you can describe these jerseys, very nice. It describes the city really well. Downtown skyline for Fresno, right across the front in black. You can tell a mix of red and black. They're wearing their California Bear flag with the black cap, the red bill as well. A very clean jersey for tonight. While Stockton, they're wearing their road gray. Stockton written in blue across the front. Red numbers on both the front and the back as well. They have the blue caps with the red bill. A nice clean gray for Stockton this evening. We'll give you the Grizzlies lineup here in a moment as well as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies, they're looking for a series win over the Stockton Ports. As you heard, our keys to the game, and it's really been about the pitching for Fresno. They've only allowed 5 runs over their past 4 games. How important is pitching?
Yeah, pitching is very important, and right on cue, let's talk about Jake Madden, who's going to be starting this game for the Grizzlies, the 6'6 right-hander out of Pennsylvania. He was traded from the Angels to the Grizzlies just a couple of weeks ago, so he was obviously familiar with this league. In 3 starts for the Grizzlies, he has not gotten a win, 2 losses, and a no decision, so it'll be a big thing for Jake Madden and for the Grizzlies. Find the strike zone early, get some quick and easy outs, and let the offense do its work.
As here comes the first pitch tonight, Madden. It's a ground ball to the third baseman, a backhand from Karros. Over to first in time, and Pedro Pineda is retired. It goes 5-3. Karros makes the play. First pitch tonight at 5:08 p.m. 5:08 p.m. for first pitch. It is 98 degrees outside, clear skies, 8-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. And just as you said a little bit earlier, first pitch swinging, teams coming out early here on a Sunday.
Yeah, you always love a one pitch out, especially to start a game.
As the first pitch is a strike to Will Simpson on the inside part of the plate, the count at 0-1. Our home plate umpire is Tatum Littleton. Over on the bases, David Sabal. As here comes the 0-1 from Madden. Swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Defensively for Fresno, from left to right, Jake Snyder in left, Daniel Amaral in center, and right, E.J. Andrews Jr. As the count 0-2 to Will Simpson, here comes the pitch from Jake Madden. And it is high for a ball. The count at 1-2. On the infield at third base, Kyle Karros. At shortstop, Cole Kerrig, the 2 newcomers on the left side of the diamond. On the right side of the diamond, Andy Perez at second, Skyler Messenger at first. Here's the 1-2, swung on and missed. And Simpson down on strikes. First strikeout for Madden, second out of the inning, and here comes the right fielder, Henry Bolte. And we just talked about the top hitter in this Stockton lineup.
Yeah, Bolte definitely somebody that you've got to be careful with. He's batting .258 on the year, but 13 home runs, 63 RBI. Nice job there by Madden to not get anybody on base in front of him, though.
As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Last night, Stockton in their first 5 innings, 4 of the 5 innings the leadoff batter reached. As that was a big concern last night for the Grizzlies pitching staff. Madden now falls behind 2-0 on the pitch outside. His catcher this evening is Cody Huff. The DH is Brian Betancourt. We'll give you the Grizzlies lineup in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 2-0 to Henry Bolte from Jake Madden. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes.
And you can really tell right now that Madden, he is being very careful with where these pitches are to Bolte right now. None of them have really been close to the strike zone. He doesn't want to leave one over the middle.
As here comes the 3-0 to Bolte. It is right there for a strike. The count at 3-1. Bolte swung 3-0 last night for a base hit up the middle. So not surprised right there that that pitch was still a little bit outside the zone as the 3-1 is inside. Ball four, a 2-out walk, but really no damage right there from Bolte. As here comes a DH in Jonah Cox.
And that was a pretty good 3-1 pitch, in my opinion, from Madden. He got the call on the outside corner in that 3-0 count and then tries to go back inside. That one maybe just a little bit too far inside, but not bad at all.
Henry Bolte leads from first base as here comes Jonah Cox, one of the Athletics 2023 draft picks. Here's the pitch, and Madden, it's in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. The count at 1-0. One of the best receivers in all of minor league baseball in Cody Huff, and we saw the blocking ability right there as well, too. Cody Huff, a seventh-round draft pick by the Rockies out of Stanford in 2022.
And he made that block look easy. It wasn't necessarily as easy as he made it look. Nice job there behind the dish.
Here comes the 1-0 from Madden to Jonah Cox. And there goes Bolte. The throw from Huff is a little bit offline. The tag is a little bit late, and Bolte has a stolen base. He stole a bag last night as well. So runner at second here with two outs, and Bolte showing off the long blonde locks as his helmet falls off. And now the count at 1-1 to Jonah Cox as it was called a strike. Cody Huff, though, still a very good throw, but a little bit just offline. And Perez, the second baseman, trying to apply the tag. Count of 1-1. Madden will come set around the belt. Here comes his 1-1 offering. Here it is. And it is just outside. The count at 2-1, just missing a little bit low as well. A little bit of a shift on here for Fresno. The second baseman, Perez, holding on the runner. Big hole on the right side of the diamond. Here comes the 2-1 from Madden to Jonah Cox. And it is a little bit low as well. The count at 3-1. Good pitch again. Madden trying to get Jonah to chase down in the zone.
Yeah, and with an open base at first after the stolen base, that really allows you as a pitcher, if you're Madden, you've got a base to work with. Obviously, you would like not to put two runners on with two outs, but you still do have that advantage.
As here's the pitch, and it is right down the middle. The count now at 3-2. Great pitch from Madden, who has a very good fastball that can reach the mid-90s. He also has a slider and changeup combo as well. 3-2, 2 outs here in the top of the first. No score between Stockton and Fresno. Here's the pitch from Madden. And it is a ground ball to Messenger and a nice clean pickup to end the inning. A clean frame for Jake Madden as we head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Here is the Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota under manager Steve Solis. Cole Carrick will lead things off, followed by the DH, Brian Betancourt. First baseman Skylar Messenger bats third. Kyle Carroll is the third baseman. He will hit fourth. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr., as we have a pitch clock violation to start. So a pitch clock violation. I didn't see if it was put on the pitcher or the batter. As here comes the pitch from Wander Guante. It's outside. The count at 1-0 is on Carrick. So count actually at 1-1. E.J. Andrews Jr., he hits fifth. He's in right field. Andy Perez, the second baseman, he hits sixth. As Carrick swing and a miss. The count now at 1-2. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Daniel Amaral. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Jake Snyder. Jake Madden on the bump tonight for Fresno. A very good lineup, Eric Bentley.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Carrick, gets things started off with the automatic strike call.
As that is fouled off, the count remains at 1-2.
But, I mean, this is a Grizzlies lineup. They scored 12 runs in the game yesterday evening against this very same Stockton Ports team. So, if you're the Grizzlies, I think you're looking to pick up right exactly where you left off.
As here comes the 1-2. That's in the dirt. The count at 2-2. Carrick last night tied a career high with two doubles. Carrick, a 2023 draft pick out of San Diego State, which actually you have a connection. Your sister, Eric, I believe, went to San Diego State.
Yeah, my sister went to San Diego State. I've gone down there.
As here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Naylor over to first in time to get Carrick for the out. It goes 6-3. And here comes the DH in Bryant Betancourt. So your sister went to San Diego State. You're also a Fresno State guy. So a lot of connections when it comes to that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of connections. I mean, I broadcasted games with Fresno State when E.J. Andrews was playing here. I've seen a handful of other Bulldogs come through. It's a friendly rivalry, I would say, between Fresno State and San Diego State.
And Carrick and Andrews Jr. faced each other while in college. Now, not a lot remembered between the two of them, but either way, now teammates here in the Rockies system as the first pitch is a strike to Brian Betancourt. The count at 0-1. Betancourt takes a pitch outside. The count at 1-1. Brian Betancourt homered last night. Now 3 homers on the year, 2 in the past week. As here comes the 1-1, and Betancourt lines a foul. The count now at 1-2, and Betancourt really becoming a nice batter, 54 RBI on the year as well.
Yeah, a little bit late on that swing there, but again, the first time through the lineup, you're kind of trying to see what that pitcher is going to throw at you, and then hopefully the second time through, you can adjust. That time, Betancourt just a little bit late.
As here comes the 1-2, and that is a ground ball up the middle. Naylor was right there. He picks it up, the throw to first in time. It goes 6-3 again. We saw the shift there from Naylor up the middle, really behind the bag on that ball, and he actually had a little bit of trouble on the transfer as well, but makes the play.
And that's back-to-back ground balls up the middle, and it's very apparent here, at least in this first inning, that Guante is trusting his middle infield, pitching for that ground ball, and his middle infield hasn't let him down here so far through the first two outs.
Here comes Skylar Messenger against Wander Guante, who will wind and deal. Here's the pitch to Messenger. It is outside. The count at 1-0. Guante, a 2-6 record, a 6.13 ERA, has faced the Grizzlies a couple times this year, a hard-throwing right-hander. Here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1 to Skylar Messenger, who only has one hit in this series, but Messenger, 3 walks at a stolen base as well, still batting .276 with 16 homers.
And you can look at the series stats all you want, but when you get a guy that can swing the bat like Messenger does, it doesn't take very much.
As the count now at 1-2, good off-speed pitch there. And every batter goes through tough series. Every batter also has great series as well. Messenger had a really good 12-game road trip against 2 quality teams in San Jose and Modesto, so you're going to run into some trouble sometimes. And I know Messenger wants a home run right here. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a line drive out to right field, but foul, and the count remains still at 1-2. And sometimes you know you're a good hitter, but you go through rough patches. What do you think the mindset is of Messenger?
I mean, you look at the last pitch that we saw right there, even though it was a foul ball, that's not a bad two-strike approach. You know, you go the other way, you foul it off, you live to see another pitch. Sometimes you can't find the grass in between the white lines, but you're still having some good at-bats.
As the 1-2 is a soft ground ball over to Simpson. stumbled a little bit, but recovers and makes the play. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Wander Guante. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Chancy Park. No score through the first inning of action, top of the second here. And while we've got a minute, take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chancy Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, 24-carat fun.
As here's a fly ball out to left field. Miles Naylor got all of it, and it is gone. A home run for Miles Naylor, his second homer of the series. And just like that, the Ports up 1-0 off of Jake Madden. Naylor, first pitch swinging, it is gone. It's a count. So now it's 1-0 Stockton, first hit of tonight's game, and just like that, Stockton has the lead as here comes the third baseman, Yeniel Loboy.
So, Stephen, I think from now on I'm forbidden from giving the reads, but coming back from the inning, because I'm 0 for 1 here as far as luck goes for the Grizzlies. What a shot out to left.
Here's a pitch to LeBoy inside, the count at 1-0. Miles Naylor was part of that 2023 draft class, a competitive balance round A draft pick by the Athletics. As here comes the 1-0 from Madden inside, the count now at 2-0. And after getting off the home run, Madden trying to find the strike zone. And you kind of get a little bit surprised when a guy goes first pitch swinging on a fastball.
Yeah, and I mean, just a great piece of hitting there by Naylor. It looked like he was up there looking for one pitch.
As here's a ground ball to Andy Perez. He gobbles it up. The throw to first is a little bit low, but in time to get the speedy LeBoy for the first out of the inning. It goes 4-3. That's a nice little recovery for Jake Madden.
Yeah, that obviously. You want to get the ground ball. You want to get the first out of the inning. But also, you got to give credit to Perez at second. That ball took kind of a funky little hop when it came up right in front of him. And he was able to, like you said, gobble it up and make the throw just in time over to first.
As here comes Cooper Yule now. Here's the pitch. That is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Cooper Yule might be the only available catcher for Stockton today. Last night, Jose Mujica left the game after catching a ball in the throat. As that pitch is inside, the count now at 1-1. He was catching when he caught that ball, and then they had their other catcher in Carlos Franco catch the rest of the game. So Yule was going to be the catcher no matter what, I think, today. As here comes the 1-1 from Madden, swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Madden, 88 on that changeup right there. Do you think it goes back to the changeup or goes to fastball right here?
I mean, I don't know exactly what pitch he should throw, but I know what location it should be, and it should be outside because both swings and misses in this at-bat have been on the outer edge of the plate.
1-2 from Jake Madden. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on a miss. He went right back outside for his second strikeout of the game, second out of the inning. And here comes the second baseman in B.J. Cook. Cook has one homer this year, a grand slam here at Chuck Chansey Park, 20 RBI overall. He has a couple RBI in this series as well, too. And Jake Madden, if he can get a 1-2-3 after that leadoff home run, it'll be a nice little momentum swing for Fresno. So there's a called strike, the count at 0-1 from a nice receiving play right there from Cody Huff. And again, that ball looked outside initially, but Huff bringing it back in the zone. Here comes the 0-1. That's outside. The count at 1-1. We've now seen Madden go outside on six straight pitches. I think he's found where he wants to go.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's tough to get back in the mindset after giving up a leadoff home run to start an inning on the first pitch.
As here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Carrig. Nice throw from Carrig. And that ends the inning. After a leadoff homer, Madden sets down the Ports 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno as Kyle Karros will lead things off against Wander Guante. For everyday meals and special occasions, the place to start is Save Mart. Save Mart is the hometown store bringing the best of the Central Valley to Fresno. They'll make you feel welcome and right at home with Valley Fresh produce, incredible local flavors, hundreds of organic options, and prices that respect your budget. That's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Made, Valley Proud. Save Mart, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies every Sunday. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1 to Kyle Karros here in the bottom of the second inning. Glad you could join us. My name is Steven Rice alongside Eric Bentley as the count at 1-1 to Karros. Here's the pitch from Guante inside. The count now at 2-1. Kyle Karros from UCLA. And I know you may not know this, but his dad is Eric Karros, the former Dodgers big leaguer. Talk about some baseball blood as that's a strike. The count now at 2-2. And Eric, you've seen a lot of baseball in your lifetime, but you know, when you have a father-son combo, you know you can be a pretty good ball player.
Yeah, and it's got to be one of the coolest things ever, just as a pure baseball fan, just to see, you know, it come down through the bloodlines. It's really fun to see.
As the 2-2 was low, the check swing, he did go around, and he is out on strikes. First strikeout for Guante. That pitch was low initially, but he went around on the check swing, according to the base umpire and David Sobol. So it is a strikeout for Guante, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr.
And that was a good pitch from Guante Karros, just a little bit late trying to hold up that swing.
As that pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate, they count it no balls and one strike to E.J. Andrews Jr. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a softly hit ball to the first baseman Simpson. The underhand toss to Guante is in time, and PFP, pitcher fielding practice, that they work on a lot is the out. It goes 3-1 for the second out as here comes Andy Perez.
Yeah, and the speed of E.J. Andrews Jr. on that play really made the difference. You can see here on the replay as E.J. was really hustling down the first baseline and really forced Simpson to have to flip that to Guante. And a nice job there fielding by these ports.
As he'll get a new baseball right here. And Stockton, when they have played well, it's because of their fielding ability. This was a team early on in the year that made a lot of mistakes that were fundamental mistakes that you're going to learn at this level. And at the same time, too, when Stockton has won against Fresno, they've made the plays. Here's a ground ball, and it goes under the third baseman's glove in LaBoy, and Andy Perez will reach. He has now reached base in five straight at-bats. Do you think that'll be a single?
Yeah, we'll have to see what the official scorer rules it there. It looked like a pretty routine play over there at third base. Just slipped underneath the glove of LaBoy a little bit, and they are going to give it an error. But also, Steven, it looked like if Perez got a good read on that, he might have been able to take second on that.
He took a big turn initially, but then decided to not take a chance here and let Daniel Amaral hit, who had three hits last night, including a homer. Here's the pitch from Guante. That's a strike. The count at 0-1. Wander Guante, very good fastball there at 94. Guante, 6'1", 183 pounds from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 0-1 now to Amaral, and that's a line drive to right, but foul. The count at 0-2.
And I'll tell you what, just even in these first two innings, it's very apparent that home plate umpire Tatum Littleton is favoring that outside part of the strike zone to these right-handed hitters. A lot of pitches that maybe you would consider borderline have been called strikes on the outside part of the plate.
And as long as you can stay consistent on those calls, it will work to your advantage. And as a pitcher, you love when you can work on the outside part of the plate because that's when you can get a lot of chases from a lot of these hitters. Fresno, very aggressive. Stockton, very aggressive. So we could see a lot of strikeouts this evening. Here comes the 1-2 now to Amaral. There goes Perez, and a base hit to right field. The hit and run was on and perfectly executed. Now runners at first and third as Perez holds up. That was perfectly done, Eric Bentley.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Cook at second base had to come in expecting, or rather to try and field the runner. Perez was going on the play, and because Cook had to go towards second base, that opened up the hole on the right side of the infield, and now the Grizzlies with runners on the corners and two outs here in the second.
For Cody Huff, Cody Huff is a very good hitter as well, too. Earlier in the week, Cody Huff, a multi-hit game as well. That was back on Wednesday night. Cody Huff reached base three times, including an RBI double, scored a career-high three runs. As here comes the pitch to Huff, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning, 1-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Runners at first and third with two outs as Fresno looking to tie this game up. Andy Perez, who had three runs last night at third base. Here comes the 1-0. Long pause from Guante. He'll check on Amaral. That was really close over there. Eric Bentley, you backed up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you said it was really good, and that it was. Props to Amaral over there at first for being able to get back. He took that extra secondary lead, and that was a really good pickoff move there from Guante.
Amaral, 24 stolen bases as he takes off right there. The pitch is outside the throw, and now they were going to try to get Perez napping as the shortstop the second baseman and Cook came up to field the ball in front of the bag, allowing Amaral to steal his 25th base of the season. Now runners at second and third, and the count at 2 balls and no strikes.
Perez over there at third got a pretty good jump, it looked like, for a second. He was thinking about going home once the throw went down to second, but he elects to stay at third.
Here comes the pitch now to Huff, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes, actually. To Cody Huff, as he takes his time right here. Cody Huff, the Grizzlies catcher. Runners at second and third here with two outs. An error, a single so far this inning. Nice crowd on hand as well for Sunday evening baseball. Here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff. And it's another check swing. Did he go? He did not. The count now at 2-2. David Sabal saying he did not go. And now you see the shadow starting to creep as well. That could be a factor to this upcoming pitch from Guante to Cody Huff. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch, and it is called strike three right down the middle. And I wonder if Huff ever saw that pitch as it ends the inning. Grizzlies trail 1-0 as we head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Top of the third inning here at Chukchansey Park, 1-0. The Stockton Ports leading the Fresno Grizzlies. And here at the top of the third inning, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As the first pitch on the way is taken for a strike, when you choose Yellow Dogs, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Visit yellowdoggraphics.com and request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life.
The count now at no balls, two strikes to Robert Poisson here in the top of the third inning. Thank you, Eric Bentley, for that live read. Is that is a check swing. Poisson did go around, and he is out on strikes. That is Madden's third strikeout. And as you said, back in the second inning, if they're going to continue to give you that part of the plate, you're going to continue to throw it.
Yeah, if you're a pitcher, you're looking at the strike zone that Tatum Littleton has, and you know that that outside part of the plate is going to be called strike, so why not continue to attack until it's called otherwise?
As the first pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate to Pedro Pineda, the count at 0-1, and if you're consistent out there, why not continue to do it over and over again? Here comes the 0-1 from Madden. That's in the dirt. The count now at 1-1. Here in the top of the third inning, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. A solo homer from Miles Naylor right now, the difference. Here's the 1-1 from Madden, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-2. And what we said all game so far:
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Continue to attack the outside part of the plate. Obviously, it's a strike, and you see it right there. Nice job there by Madden to exploit that and get ahead in the count 1-2.
It's a strike when you look at it. It's hitting the outside part of the plate. As here comes the 1-2, it's outside. The count at 2-2. And you're going to continue to squeeze more and more out there, hoping that you can get a swing as well, as there's now action down in Fresno's pen. It looks like the right-hander Sergio Sanchez is starting to get loose. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 3-2 to Pedro Pineda. Pineda in the series 6 times. He's had 3-2 counts to him. As here comes another one from Jake Madden. He will wind and deal, and that is fouled off. And we'll do it again with the same count. One out here in the top of the third inning.
Good job to foul that one off there. If you're Pineda, obviously 3-2 count, you're in protect mode. You want to try and get something to hit, but if it's close, you've got to try and stay alive, and that's exactly what Pineda did, lives to see another pitch.
Pineda, two hits and a run last night, as here comes the 3-2 from the right-hander in Jake Madden, and it is inside, ball four, a one-out walk. For Madden, that's just his second walk in tonight's contest, as here comes the first baseman in Will Simpson.
Yeah, and you could tell Madden was a little bit upset. I think when that ball was about halfway to home plate, he kind of looked up in the sky and realized that he had missed whatever pitch he was trying to execute. But now you got to focus back in. You've got a good hitter in Simpson, and with a runner on and only one out, maybe try and get that ground ball up the middle, try and roll one up.
Jake Madden, 6'6", as he checks on the runner back safely. Nice throw over there. He's 185 pounds, 21 years old, as you said, from Pennsylvania. Cousins with Modesto Nutt's right-handed pitcher, Michael Morales. As here comes the pitch to Simpson. Runner at first, here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count at one ball and no strikes. To Will Simpson, another 2023 round draft pick by the Athletics in the 15th round. As here comes the 1-0 from Madden to Simpson. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at two balls and no strikes. And Madden getting a little bit ahead of himself. Big frame as well, too. And when you have to move a lot of different body parts and mechanical towards the plate, it gets very tough sometimes.
And you've got to be careful what you do. You're starting to get to the heart of the lineup here with Bolte on deck.
As that is a called strike on the inner part of the plate. The count at 2-1. That looked like a breaking ball there from Madden. A nice job to get back in the count. And as he's thrown on the outside, 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 finally in the inside part of the plate. Here comes the 2-1 now to Simpson. Madden ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And so it'll be a check on the runner back safely. And the shadows continuing to creep here. And I know you've called a lot of games. You've seen shadows affect what's going on. Can you tell the fans exactly what shadows do to a batter or a pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, so when you're looking at the ball, when the pitcher has it in the glove, you're going to see it white. But then as soon as it gets into that shaded area, you might lose it a little bit.
As Simpson does there, the count now at 2-2 as he swings and misses. And it's very tough when all of a sudden you lose it when you're seeing different colors as well. And you're trying to hit a ball that's moving a bunch.
It's basically the opposite of a pop fly when the sun is high up and you lose it in the sun. It's kind of the opposite. You lose the ball because it gets shaded.
As here comes the 2-2 from Madden. There goes the runner inside. The pitch is high. The throw to second is going to be late. There was a little bit of a mini collision at second as the second baseman, Perez, hits the runner in Pineda. Pineda has a stolen base, the second stolen base against Huff. Runner at second with one out. The count now 3-2, and that was a good pitch for Huff to throw on, right on the back, but a little bit late.
Yeah, a little bit low there from the catcher, Huff. Credit to Perez, though, for hanging in there and trying to make it look like he got the tag in time.
Yes, here comes the 3-2 from Madden. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and that's in the dirt, ball four. So now runners at first and second with one out. And that's the third walk now for Madden. Here comes the right fielder, Henry Bolte. And we'll see how long Madden has to go as here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer.
Yeah, we're going to have a meeting at the mound here. Jake Madden, it's kind of funny because if you've been watching this game, he's shown really good command in some at-bats. And then other at-bats, it's been just a little bit funky, as you've seen with the three walks and then the one pitch to Naylor who hit the home run. So I think this meeting here on the mound is a little bit more of a, hey, two on, only one out. You're one pitch away from getting out of this inning if you can get a ground ball.
And Jake Madden is a very promising player. Tall right-hander, a lot of great pitches, a really good fastball. Has battled a couple injuries throughout his young career. He had a blister issue at Northwest Florida State Junior College. He also had Tommy John surgery his senior year of high school. So he has gone through a couple of injuries, but has the makeup to be a very good pitcher.
Very difficult guy in Bolte at the plate, though, to roll up.
As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. But if you stay down in the zone, you have a chance right here. Madden, third time he's faced Stockton, a 1-0 record, a 4.50 ERA. He had a win at Banner Island Ballpark on July 16th. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a ground ball. 4, it's going to be Perez by himself. 3, a double play. And just like that, he is out of the inning, and it just took 2 pitches. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Fresno trails Stockton. Lou Pervonce, apartment homes at Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervonce is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervonce, apartment homes at the Dominion, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Jake Snyder will lead things off for the Grizzlies. A trail 1-0, bringing in my partner for the evening and Eric Bentley. Glad you could join us, Eric, for Sunday evening baseball.
Yeah, I mean, can't ask for much better of a day here at late August in Fresno. The weather's great. Sun's out. Little bit of a breeze blowing out to right, but beautiful day for baseball.
Yes, here's the first pitch to Snyder. High chopper to the second baseman. Cook, the throw to first is in time. It goes 4-3. Snyder retired for the first out as here comes the shortstop in Cole Carrig. Carrig, a franchise record 3 triples last week in Modesto. From Modesto, a Central Valley kid. You're a Central Valley kid. You already know what he's been all about.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of those things where if you're not born and raised in the Central Valley, you kind of don't really have the feel for it. It really is just such a cool thing to be a part of, as he is just out in front of the first pitch there. But yeah, and I mean, Carrick grounded out in his first at bat, batting now just a shade under 400, but he's been impressive in his short stint so far with the Grizzlies.
As the 0-1's outside, the count at 1-1, a switch hitting multi-position player. Shortstop, center field, catcher. We've seen him behind the plate twice. We've seen him in center 4 times. Now at shortstop for the 4th time. Here's a line drive out to left field. Pineda is there, and he will make the catch for the second out. Cole Carrigo, a very fun, aggressive ball player. And with 2 away, here comes Bryant Bettencourt.
And that wasn't a bad opposite field approach on the pitch that he got. It was running outside away from him. He tried to do exactly what the pitch asked for, and it's take it the other way. And he was able to put a good swing on it. Poisson out there in left field. It was right at him. So 2 quick outs here in the third for the Grizzlies.
As here comes the pitch from Guante and Bettencourt, a high pop-up. This is in foul territory, and it is caught by the third baseman, LeBoy. A 1-2-3 inning for Guante. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota.
Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0, the Ports lead the Grizzlies as Sergio Sanchez will take over the bump for Jake Madden.
Yeah, Sanchez coming into this one, 52 and a third innings pitched throughout the course of the year. He's got a 2-1 record with a 2.75 ERA. He does like to pitch for the strikeout, though. 63 strikeouts to only 29 walks, and he'll look to put the Ports down in order here.
As the first pitch to Jonah Cox is inside and high, the count at 1-0. Sergio Sanchez has been outstanding out of the Fresno pen all year long, as that is a good breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Sergio Sanchez takes over for Jake Madden, who had a very good evening, as the 1-1's inside. The count now at 2-1. Final line for Jake Madden. 3 innings, 1 hit. It was a solo homer to left center field. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. What did you think about Madden's start?
Yeah, Madden was pretty good as the 2-1 is fouled back. Madden was pretty good. A little bit of trouble finding the strike zone at times, giving up the 3 walks. But really, other than that one pitch that was the solo homer out to left, that was a pretty solid 3 innings of work.
As here comes the 2-2 to Jonah Cox, who's 0-1 today. Here's the pitch, and that is a chopper to the third baseman, Karros. Karros, nice snag. Over to first in time to get the speedy Jonah Cox for the first out. It goes 5-3. And with one away, here comes Miles Naylor, who has the lone run tonight, a solo homer out to left center field.
Yeah, so right now, if you're Sanchez, are you going to throw a first pitch strike?
Why not?
Or are you going to try and go out of the zone here and get Naylor to chase? Because he was sitting on something in his first at bat to lead off the second against Madden. We'll see what Sanchez does here.
Goes right to the breaking ball, as that is a strike. The count at 0-1. At 88 miles per hour, the changeup there from Sanchez. Here's the 0-1. Another breaking ball called a strike, and the count now at 0-2. Both pitches on the inside part of the plate. Sanchez appearing in his 34th game out of the pen. 4 holds, 2-for-3 in save chances this year. As that is swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Sanchez gets Naylor for his first strikeout of the game. Second out of the inning. That was a beautiful sequence right there from Sanchez.
Yeah, and I'm sure Sanchez looks back in the dugout and tells his teammate Jake Madden, hey, I got you. You give up a long ball. I'm going to go ahead and get a 3-pitch see you later in the second at bat. What a nice job there on the mound from Sanchez.
Here's Yeniel LeBoy now. First pitch from Sanchez. That's a called strike. Sanchez, a very deliberate delivery, and sometimes it works to his advantage. The ball kind of gets on you a little bit. Second season with the Grizzlies. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. Here it is to LeBoy, and that is swung on and missed. A good pitch at the outside part of the plate. The count now at 0-2. Sanchez looking for 1-2-3 inning.
And again, if you're a pitcher, this is where you've got to take advantage of those shadows that are creeping across in between the pitcher's mound and home plate.
Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 inning for Sergio Sanchez with a pair of strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back here to Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies are looking for some runs. And whether you're looking for temporary furnishings or apartment for your condo, make sure you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have an affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today.
As here comes Skyler Messenger to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth, and Messenger takes a called strike from Wander Guante. Grizzlies trailing 1-0 to the Stockton Ports, and last night 12 runs for Fresno, but they have swung early against the right-hander in Guante. Here's the 0-1, that's high and away. The count at 1-1. Messenger 0-1 today, but very good power.
Yeah, absolutely. 16 home runs on the year for Messenger. He can run into one.
As that is fouled off behind the catcher. The count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Skyler Messenger went to Niwot High School, then went to Kansas before finishing his college career at Texas. Had a lot of help from a couple former Colorado Rockies, Matt Holliday and Troy Tulowitzki. As that's inside, the count at 2-2. Messenger, a 19th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Messenger was vouched for and has really made the most of his opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely he has. He's been a real pleasure to watch here in Fresno throughout his time, and looking to try and get something going for the Grizzlies offense. They haven't had much since that second inning.
As that is called strike three on the outside part of the plate. That is the third strikeout for Guante. He's only allowed one hit so far, as here comes Kyle Karros, who's 0-1. Good pitch right there from Guante on the outside part of the plate. Guante signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2019. Pitched between a couple levels last year, including Double-A Midland. As here comes the pitch to Karros, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. And Guante, we've seen him really good. We've seen him really bad as well. The ERA doesn't speak to what he's done this year. Already a California League Pitcher of the Week.
Yeah, and he's really shown what he can do here so far this afternoon. It looks like he's got command of all of his pitches. He's finding his spots, and he's really got the Grizzlies baffled as that one foul tipped into the glove of Yule in a quick 0-2 for Karros.
Karros, he's on a 5-game hit streak, has hit safely in 10 of the 11 games since joining Fresno. Here comes the 0-2, and that's outside. The count at 1-2. Here on August 27th, it's crazy to think that we are 13 games away from the 2023 regular season being over with and postseason right around the corner. Here comes the 1-2 to Karros. That's called strike three. Guante, back-to-back strikeouts, has 4 now on the evening. And again, the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Guante is the epitome of that here through these first 3 2/3 innings.
As here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 0-1. Last year at this point, Andrews Jr. ran into some really good success, batted over 300 in his final 3 weeks of the season as the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Talked to him pregame, and he said, I can't wait to get going, hit some more home runs in front of Growlifornia.
They play the Fresno State fight song whenever he scores a run.
As that is swung on a miss, the count at 1-1. Had Fresno State night just the other night as well. That was on Thursday. Tonight is Chukchansi Heritage Night, presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. As here's the 1-1 ground ball. A tough play in the left field, a base hit. The shortstop, Naylor, laying out, but he comes up empty. It's a 2-out single for Andrews Jr., now 1-2 tonight. Just the second hit for Fresno, as here comes Andy Perez, reached on an error his last time.
And that's a good piece of hitting there from E.J. Andrews Jr. You can see it there, just drive it right out just past the diving nailer at short. And maybe that's what the Grizzlies need. Get a couple of base runners on, try and get the momentum rolling, even though, yeah, there are two outs in the inning. You still got a chance. You're only down one.
104 miles per hour off the bat as the first pitch is a strike to Andy Perez. The count at no balls in one strike. Every ball I feel like Andrews Jr. hits is off the bat of over 100 miles per hour. As the count at 0-1 to Andy Perez. Only one homer this year, 51 RBI, a .252 batting average. As that's inside, the count at 1-1. Andy Perez has reached base safely in five straight at-bats. He was 0-4 on the loss on Friday, and then last night, 4-4, a triple, two singles. He scored three runs as well. As Andrews Jr. leads from first, here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez. And Perez, a line drive out to left field, but it stays up long enough for Poisson to make the catch and end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Stockton. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0. Stockton leads Fresno as Cooper Yule will lead things off against the right-hander Sergio Sanchez. Eric Bentley, so far, what do you think about tonight's contest as we're halfway done?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a pitcher's duel. We've seen a pitcher's duel. I believe it was 1-0 on Friday night, the final score between these two teams. So not the first time that we've seen a pitcher's duel, but definitely both pitchers are locked in, and they've got the strike zone of Tatum Littleton dialed in.
As that pitch was a little bit inside, according to Tatum Littleton from Sergio Sanchez, the count at 1-0. Here's the pitch from Sanchez again, and that's a fly ball out to center field. Amaral with the glove and the sunglasses makes the play. He actually had to use both the glove and the sunglasses to make the catch. That's how tough it is sometimes to catch a ball in the outfield.
Yeah, and right now we were talking about the shadows creeping across. The mound is now fully shaded, so it's not really going to be a problem as far as the ball coming out of the hand of the pitcher. Now it's going to be a problem for the outfielders when they try and field something that's up in the air.
As here comes the pitch from Sanchez, swung on and missed. A count at 0-1 to B.J. Cook. Cook so far, a ground out to the shortstop here in the top of the fifth inning. As here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. The count at 1-1. Cook trying to get hit on that pitch. That ball had a little bit of some late movement. So Cooper Yule, a fly out to Amaral. As here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Cooper Yule, a returner to the Ports roster this year. He is 5'10", 198 pounds, a non-drafted free agent signing in 2020. As here comes the 1-2. That's inside, counted 2-2. Actually, I'll talk about Cooper Yule. It's B.J. Cook at the plate. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Cooper Yule, just like B.J. Cook, a couple really good hitters at the bottom of this Ports lineup. Yes, here's the pitch, and that is fouled off towards the Grizzlies dugout, and Grizzlies manager Steve Solis having to watch out over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, look out. He put his hand up over his head.
Solis will take any pitch directly at him as here comes the 2-2, the former catcher and bullpen catcher of the Angels. Here's the 2-2. And it's a high chopper up the middle. Perez, the backhand, the throw, and it is just late. Not enough on that throw as Cook beats it out. It's a one-out infield single, just the second hit for Stockton. They have a home run, and now that infield single.
And I'll tell you what, if Perez was able to make that play at second, obviously you see him glove it there behind the bag and the throw just a little bit late, even though Messenger was doing his best to stretch it out over at first. If he was able to make that play, I mean, we might have had to go SportsCenter top 10 on that one, because that would have been a heck of a play.
We've seen a lot of amazing plays this series by Fresno. Last night, we saw a relay that went 9-4-5, and Andy Perez, the tag applied after the throw from Gene Perez, after the throw from Amaral in right field, and it was a perfect relay, textbook play, and the Grizzlies have made play after play, as here's Robert Poisson, 0-for-1 with a strikeout, and a 1-0 a check on Cook. That was close, but he is safe. The count remains at 1-0. You thought initially that he could have been out.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough play. It was a lot closer than I think it looked like. That was a nice move over there from Sanchez, and Cook had to scramble back to first.
Yes, here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Nice crowd on hand for Sunday evening baseball, the series finale between two California League North Division foes. The Grizzlies will make a nice little trek over to Visalia next week. As here comes the 2-0. And it is fouled off. The count now at 2 balls and a strike. A commuter trip for Fresno. Only 45 minutes to Visalia. So a chance to still come watch your Fresno Grizzlies as they push towards the postseason. And then the final homestand against the Modesto Nuts. A key series. Why is that, Eric Bentley?
Yeah, you were about to say the final stand against the Modesto Nuts. It's a key series because in the second half, the Grizzlies, as of right now, leading the Nuts by 3 games as that pitch has swung on and missed for strike two. But if you're the Grizzlies, you got to win this second half in order to make the playoffs, and they've got a 3-game lead on the Nuts, so that's going to be a crucial series to close out the regular season, and the Grizzlies fortunate that it's here at Chickchansey Park. They need your support.
Yes, here comes the 2-2 from Sanchez to Poisson, and it is called strike three. Great pitch there from Sanchez, and it gets Poisson. Third strikeout already for Sanchez. Second time Poisson is down on strikes. So far, 6 strikeouts by Fresno pitching, as here's Pedro Pineda.
I mean, if you want to see the definition of what freezing a hitter looks like, that's exactly what that was, because that pitch was right down the middle, and Poisson did not have eyes on it. Nice job there for the second out of the inning.
Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. Another check on Cook, and oh, he didn't get him. Oh, that was very close as well. Skyler Messenger applying the tag. If it was maybe a little bit of a better throw, maybe they get him there.
I'll tell you what, from up here in the press box, it looks like he's been out twice. That's just my eyes, though.
That's a great move from Sergio Sanchez. They work on pickoffs every single day as well, as that is a high fly ball out to shallow right field. This is playable for Andrews Jr. He goes from the sun to the shade to make the catch, and that ends the fifth inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0, Stockton leads Fresno. Daniel Amaral can change that, though. 1-for-1 with a single and a stolen base. And we're here at Chuck Chansey Park for great baseball. Eric Bentley, tell us a little bit about this beautiful ballpark.
Yeah, it is a beautiful ballpark. I've been going here ever since I was a kid, and it's really cool for me to sit up here in the booth and be able to broadcast games as the first pitch is fouled up and out of play. But a beautiful ballpark, 324 down the left field line. You've got the bleachers out there in left, the Chansey Park arc that kind of leads out towards Fulton Street. You've got the pool just under the newly renovated scoreboard out there in left center field as the 0-1 is high and inside. In the center, you've got the batter's eye. It's 400 to straightaway center. We've seen a handful of home runs hit out there throughout the course of the year. As you move over to the right-hand side of the diamond, you've got the manually operated scoreboard as the 1-1 is fouled off. The manually operated scoreboard, probably one of my favorite features here at Chuck Chansey Park. And then over as the wall gets down to the right field side, it gradually moves down, and it's 335 down the right field line. Obviously, we've got the club suites and the club level as well. Just an all-around beautiful ballpark here in Fresno.
And a new playing surface for the 25th season as well. The groundskeeper, California groundskeeper of the year in 2022, and David Jaciento got a new playing surface. It is beautiful. As here comes the 2-2 to Amaral, swung on and missed. Guante's looked good so far. That is his fifth strikeout of the game. And here comes Cody Huff, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout as well. Guante has looked really good. Now, one thing I do want to bring up initially, just the other day, I came to find out that actually John, who actually runs our manual scoreboard, passed away, and we want to make sure we send condolences to his family and friends. As here's a ground ball over to the first baseman, Guante covering. It goes 3-1. Huff is retired for the second out, and here comes Jake Snyder. And for us here in the press box as well, John was someone that we talked to every single day because we always have to let them know if it's a hit or an error on the scoreboard. So constant conversation. I know you, Eric, have talked to John a bunch as well, too. And we are devastated and want to make sure from everyone here at the Fresno Grizzlies, myself, Eric included, that we send our condolences and prayers as well, too. And John, thank you for everything you've done here at Chuck Chansey Park. And we're so grateful for everything that you've done and for your family and friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a huge loss. I mean, as that is a bunt laid down foul, but a lot of people look out at that manually operated scoreboard and say, man, that would be a fun job. But when you're sitting out there in the direct sun, just like all those outfielders are, and you're out here for, you know, a majority of the home games, you know, that it's not necessarily the easiest of jobs. So I echo your sentiment, thoughts and prayers out. Big loss for the Grizzlies.
And there was a story done on John just a couple weeks ago as well, too. You can tell how excited and fun it was for him to be out there every single game, too. And a guy who has a lot of memories out there. The recently called up to the big leagues, and Hunter Goodman had a home run out to right field for a walk-off a couple years ago. Actually, it was in last year in 2022. And John, I remember how excited he was raising his arms up after that home run was hit just over his head. And it's just what John brought to this ballpark is everything that the Grizzlies are all about. As that pitch is inside, the count at 2-1 to Jake Snyder. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. But once again, a big condolences to John and his family and his friends as well. Here comes the 2-1 to Jake Snyder. And it's fouled off. The count now at 2-2. Action now in the Stockton pen. A right-hander starts to slowly get loose.
And I feel like that's probably a sight for sore eyes if you're the Grizzlies offense. You'll probably want to see somebody other than Wander Guante because Guante, so far, the first two times through the lineup has had the Grizzlies number.
Micah Dallas, number 34, is down in that pen for Stockton. as a count 2-2 to Jake Snyder. Guante, as we said, we've seen really good glimpses of success. As here's a high chopper again to Simpson, and he will do it himself to end the inning. Guante has 5 scoreless innings as we head to the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. The $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 6th inning. 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. As Sergio Sanchez back out for his 3rd inning of work, here's the pitch, and it is swung on and missed by Simpson. The count at 0-1. Sergio Sanchez looked good so far out of the Grizzlies' pen, right, Eric Bentley?
Yeah, absolutely. He's done a fantastic job, only giving up the one single to Cook back in the 5th.
As that is a high fly ball out to right center field. Amaral, long run. He reaches, and he won't get there. It is going to bounce off the wall. Simpson will stop at 2nd. It is a leadoff double for Will Simpson, who's now reached base twice so far. A walk in the 3rd, and now a double here in the 6th inning. That is the 2nd hit allowed by Sanchez, and Harry Bolte coming to the plate.
And just a nice piece of hitting. You can see Amaral there trying to chase it down in the right center field gap. Not really much of a chance that he's going to be able to get there. The Grizzlies' pitching has been really outstanding throughout the course of these first couple of innings. The offense has yet to back them up. So this is going to be a big spot, I feel like, Steven. If you're the Grizzlies, even if you give up one, maybe even two, it starts to feel a little bit different just because the production of the offense. We haven't seen it so far here this afternoon.
You could see if Simpson gets to 3rd that the infield comes in to protect the run as well. Runner at 2nd, no outs. Henry Bolte, who's 0-for-1, a double play in his last at-bat. You can see a little bit of a shift from the center fielder Amaral, who's playing more towards the right fielder Andrews Jr. As the pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Carson Skipper now getting loose down in that Fresno bullpen. A very good bullpen for the Grizzlies. They've only allowed one earned run in 18 innings of work so far. Here's the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. 2 innings so far from Sanchez, but only one earned run, and it was because of a couple walks on Tuesday in this series that Fresno's bullpen allowed that run. Here comes the 1-1. That's inside. The count at 2-0. And Fresno, over their last 5 games, has only allowed 6 total runs to Stockton, 12 in this series. Stockton, 6 runs on Tuesday, and they've matched that over the next 5 games. Here's a 2-1 from Sanchez. A check on the runner, Simpson. He's back there safely. There was really no one at the bag right there, just making sure he stays close to the bag. It was Simpson's 4th double, by the way. As here comes the 2-1 to Bolte, and inside, now three balls and a strike. You can tell where Sanchez wants to go to Bolte, because that's where he hit his double play.
And this is a situation where you don't really have to attack. First base is open. You would put two on with nobody out, but you don't have to throw a meatball, so to speak, to Bolte here.
As he fouls off that pitch, the count now at 3-2. Looked like another breaking ball from Sanchez, who has a plethora of pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, change. Sanchez, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. 6 feet, 180 pounds. But the right-hander, a fastball that can reach the mid-90s, and he also has a bunch of breaking balls.
And that was a really good 3-1 pitch because he had been attacking the inside part of the zone the entire at-bat. There in the 3-1 pitch, he goes outside, gets the foul tip, and gives himself a chance for a strikeout.
As there is ball four just outside. It was close, but no cigar, and Bolte has his second walk of the game. First walk by Sanchez, fourth for Fresno pitching. Now runners at first and second with no outs, and here is Jonah Cox, who's 0-for-2, and another dangerous hitter. We saw Cox have a big game just the other night as well, picking up a run, a stolen base. That was back on Friday here against Fresno.
And in the first batter that Sanchez saw was Jonah Cox coming back in that fourth inning, got him to ground out to third.
As he looks to bunt right there, did he go around? He did not. The count at 1-0. That ball was really inside, and somehow Jonah Cox stayed and did not have the bat around. That was a good pitch by Sanchez. You're always told as a pitcher to kind of throw inside if a guy tries to bunt, because guys can be scared of the ball coming at 95 in on your hands.
Corners of the infield in for the Grizzlies, expecting that bunt.
As there is a bunt to the third baseman, Karros, coming over, lays the second baseman, Perez, and it gets away, and the throw goes into right field. This will score one run. Here comes the second. That ball is airmailed into the dugout, and a couple extra bases as well. I don't know what just happened by Fresno there, but they've not been able to play the bunt. We've seen that multiple times in this series. It scores two runs. It is now 3-0, a couple miscues by Fresno defensively.
Yeah, and just really tough overall there for the Grizzlies. It was a really well-placed bunt by Cox. You can't start the play without saying that. Cox lays down a really nice bunt. The throw from Karros at third was just a bit wide of Perez, who had to come over from second base to cover the bag. It goes all the way down there by the bullpen, down the right field line, and then I believe it was E.J. Andrews Jr. with an errant throw in that goes into the dugout. Just not... And now it looks like the Grizzlies are going to check over at first to make sure that everybody touched the base and it's safe. But, you know, that's a tough play. And that's a ball that if you're E.J. Andrews Jr., you just got to toss that one into the infield and live to see another day.
There was no one backing up Cody Huff on the play. The ball went into the dugout, so there will be a two-base error, allowing the runner and Cox to get all the way to third. So now the infield in for Fresno. It is 3-0. Stockton here in the top of the sixth inning. It is E5, E9 on the sack bunt, by the way. So sack bunt, E5 on the throw, E9 on the throw by Andrews Jr., allowing two runs to score. So two runs allowed by Sanchez, and that already now doubles what the Grizzlies' bullpen has been able to do. So runner at third, count of 1-1 to Miles Naylor, who had a home run earlier. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. And the count now at 1-2. Good pitch there from Sanchez, and it's just unfortunate. We've seen the bunt a couple times from Stockton, and Fresno has not been able to field it all series, something uncharacteristic by the Grizzlies. As Sergio Sanchez trying to talk to the umpires about a new baseball or something, I think that's what he's asking right now, is why he can't get a new baseball. As they continue to talk right now, I don't know what's going on. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, kind of an interesting situation. I'm not exactly sure what's going on either. Home plate umpire Tatum Littleton comes out and having a discussion with his crew member David Sabal over there near the mound. Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe a new ball. I'm honestly not 100% sure what the discussion is to be had here.
They're on the walkie right now with our time clock operator, I believe, and they're saying that he is out. And I'm trying to decide why he is out on that. If it was a pitch clock violation, possibly. Sanchez won the strikeout, and he will also leave the game as here comes Carson Skipper. We'll be back to figure out all the mess.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are still in the top of the sixth inning. A runner at third with one out as Carson Skipper takes over for Sergio Sanchez, whose line is not done yet. And Eric, you have a little bit more on the left-hander and Skipper.
Yeah, obviously the Grizzlies are going to be looking for an out, and Skipper is someone who can really get batters to put the ball in play, as he does right there out to center.
And it's a base hit in the center field. Amaral comes in. He had a battle the sun, but it's an RBI single for LaBoya. Scores a run. Now 4-0 Stockton, a 3-run inning. Some errors causing the runs as well. But back to Carson Skipper.
Yeah, Carson Skipper's been really good for the Grizzlies. The left-hander's appeared in 36 games this season. He's pitched 43 2/3 of innings in that stretch. During that, he's only allowed 4 walks while striking out 56 batters. He's got 10 straight scoreless appearances dating back to July 22nd. And obviously the run comes in to score, but that won't go on his record.
As he allows the hit to LaBoy. Now Cooper Ewell, who's 0-2, and Ewell, a ground ball. This could be 2. Carrig over to second for 1. On to first. It is late, and it is going to be just a fielder's choice as the second baseman, Perez, goes into a little bit of a sliding mess with LaBoy. It is a fielder's choice, so Ewell will reach. 2 outs now. It goes 6-4. It was a tough double play for Carrig to start because of the slow roller right there.
And not only was it a tough play to Smart, but it was a really good slide. I know sometimes that's a point of contention in the MLB, is that slide into second to try and break up a double play. But LaBoy did it just about as textbook as you can ask for. Slide before you get to the bag. It did kind of mess up the footing a little bit of Carrig and kind of altered the throw to first, but that's how you draw it up.
As that's a called strike to B.J. Cook. He's 1-2 with a single. And the Grizzlies, either way, having Carson Skipper coming in to throw strikes so far is what they need. Here's the pitch, and a base hitter right field. Messenger was playing in. He couldn't make the play. Andrews Jr. to the throw in. So now runners at first and second here with 2 outs. Cook now 2-3. The third hit of the inning for Stockton. And they have now 5 hits overall and 4 over their past 2 frames with Robert Poisson, the 8th batter, to come up this inning.
Yeah, and anybody who's played an organized sport kind of knows that sometimes when it's in a close game and sometimes things start not to go your way, you know, it's very easy for it to snowball. And it kind of feels like the Grizzlies, they're intensity, I guess you could say, has kind of fallen off after that 2-error play earlier in here in the inning.
As the count is 0-1, or Robert Poisson, I don't know if they said he foul-tipped or what exactly there. I must have missed it. The count now at 0-2. That first one they called a strike. I don't know if you saw it as well, too, but I don't know if that ball was in the dirt and what happened there.
I'm not 100% sure. I just know that Tatum Littleton called it a strike, and I'm sure that Carson Skipper and the Grizzlies are happy to see any strike call right now, especially the way that this top half of the sixth is gone.
Here's the pitch, and that is just outside. The count now at 1-2 to Robert Poisson, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. 7 strikeouts so far for Fresno pitching. As here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike 3, and he has struck out 3 times. We head to the bottom of the sixth, though. The Grizzlies' bats need to get going. You're listening to them, and we'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 4-0 Stockton leads Fresno here in the bottom of the sixth.
Grizzlies stepping up to the plate, looking to find their game offensively, but you can take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure, 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a Chevy truck. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort in Casino, 24 karat fun.
As the first pitch is a ball to Carrick, the count at 1-0 from the new pitcher, right-hander Micah Dallas. That is fouled off, the count at 1-1. Second time we've seen Dallas in this series. He pitched back on Tuesday, takes over for Wander Guante. The right-hander was fantastic out of for the ports. As that's a called strike to Carrick, the count now at 1-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Again, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. There's a base hit in a center field for Cole Carrig. He is now 1-3 with that single. And for Fresno, that's just their third hit.
And I said it a little bit earlier, Stephen, when we mentioned the bullpen activity going on for the Ports, is they probably wanted to see somebody other than Guante because they didn't have any answers. And sure enough, the fourth pitch that Micah Dallas throws, Cole Carrick's able to put it out into center field. Grizzlies with the leadoff runner here to start the bottom of the sixth. Nice start.
As here's Brian Betancourt now. He's 0-2. First pitch from Dallas inside, and now a check on Carrig, and he is back safely. As it's now 1-0 to Brian Betancourt. Final line for Guante. 5 innings for him. He allowed just 2 hits, no runs, no walks. He struck out 5.
Man, it was an impressive outing for Guante. He really was.
As there is a base hit out to left field for Brian Betancourt. Now 2 runners on and no one out for Skyler Messenger. As Betancourt now 1-3.
Yeah, it was a great outing for Guante, but right now the Grizzlies, they know that there's still a lot of game left. And as we've seen throughout the course of this season, this is a team that does tend to find their stride later in the game. So
35% of their runs in the final 3 innings. They have 17 comeback wins in the 7th inning or later against Micah Dallas. As here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Skyler Messenger, who's 0-2 tonight. Messenger, 16 homers of the year, can really change things with one swing of the bat.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Steven. I was going to say, you want somebody who can change the game with one swing of the bat. He's up at the plate right now.
As that swung on a miss, the count at 0-2. Good pitch there from Dallas. So Dallas has already allowed as many hits as Guante did in his outing, and the difference, not even one out and five innings worth for Guante. It's a count at 0-2 to Skyler Messenger. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch, and Messenger swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, and Messenger is out. First strikeout for Dallas, first out of the inning, and here comes the third baseman in Kyle Karros.
Yeah, we were talking about with Messenger how he does have the ability to change the game with one swing of the bat, but in a situation like that, runners on first and second with nobody out, your only goal is to try and advance the runners. Messenger unable to do that now, so we'll see if Karros can pick up the slack here and keep the line moving.
As the pitch is a base hit in the left field, Karros now a six-game hit streak. Here comes Kerrig. The throw is up the line. Now the throw to third, they got Betancourt, but it does score a run, is now 4-1. The RBI single from Caro scoring Kerrig, but Betancourt is thrown out. Great job from Yule, the catcher, to come up the third baseline, go to the third baseman for the out. So it's an RBI single for Karros. And then it scores Kerrig from second, but Betancourt is out.
Yeah, that's a good job there defensively by the Ports on the back end of the throw. The throw goes home, obviously, a little bit too late to get Kerrig. But Betancourt, I don't blame him for trying to go three, especially, you know, in that situation. But he gets out. But the Grizzlies, more importantly, on the board now.
As it's now 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. E.J. Andrews Jr., the count at 1-0. It goes 7-2-5 on the putout. 7-2-5 as here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Runner at first with one out. Kyle Karros, a big RBI single. Karros, six-game hit streak. He now picks up RBI number 5. With Fresno.
And a really good piece of hitting there from Karros, too. Again, just take what the pitcher gives you. Send it back out there into left. Nice job there to score from second by Kerrig.
As that's a called strike. The count now at 1-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. There is a shift on as well. As it's 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-2. And Andrews Jr., fly ball, left field, you can forget about it. The Bulldog goes deep, it's 4-3. E.J. Andrews Jr.'s 11th homer of the year. And just like that, it's a one-run game.
Cue up Fight Varsity, baby, the Fresno State fight song. E.J. Andrews takes the trot, a two-run shot. And Steven, we've got a different ball game here in the sixth.
Fresno, 3 runs here in the sixth after they allowed 3 in the top of the sixth inning. This Grizzlies team does not quit, as here comes the pitching coach and Gabriel Suna to talk to his right-hander in Dallas.
And if you've ever been to Chicchansey Park, you know kind of the layout of things. There's about 2 or 3 rows of bleachers out there in left field. EJ cleared those bleachers easily and sent that one out to the concourse, nearly to the bushes by the gate over there by Fulton Street, and that's going to cause a meeting at the mound. My goodness, the Grizzlies were just waiting for a spark offensively here on Sunday, and EJ Andrews Jr. just provided it.
And what's amazing about it is you do all this research on the starting pitcher in Wander Guante, and you try to look at video and every analytical thing that's out there, and Guante was outstanding for Stockton. But now you bring in a new pitcher, and things have changed quickly. As the first pitch to Perez is low, the count at 1-0, and all the momentum is now starting to swing towards Fresno here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and Perez, a high chopper, it goes foul. The count at 1-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fresno out hitting Stockton. They have 6 hits now, 4 of them in this inning. They've already doubled what they've done over the first 5 innings. as here's a high pop-up. This is on the diamond. Who's it going to be? It's the second baseman and Cook making the play for the second out. It goes P4. And with two away, here comes Daniel Amaral. Actually, that was out number three. I forgot about the put out. So that is the third out to end the inning. Either way, E.J. Andrews Jr., a two-run homer. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
It's a one-run ball game through six innings of action here at Chick Chanty Park. 4-3, the Stockton Ports leading the Fresno Grizzlies. And before we get the action started, big shout-out to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. They are your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdogsgraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life.
And here in the top of the seventh inning, 4-3, Stockton leads Fresno. Carson Skipper back out after two-thirds of an inning so far. There's a strike. The count now at 1-2 to Pedro Pineda, the leadoff hitter for Stockton. He's 0-2 with a walk and stolen base. And it's a one-run game here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies looking for another comeback clause win tonight. It would be their 18th of the season. Here comes the 1-2, and that's high. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes, and what a big inning for Fresno.
Yeah, it definitely changes the feel of this game, Steven. Obviously, it was still a pretty close game as that pitch misses inside. It was still a pretty close game, obviously, you know, but that three spot in the top of the sixth, it was very important for the Grizzlies to answer, and they answered with three of their own in the bottom half of the inning.
Hard ground ball to the shortstop. Kerr goes off his glove in a center field. Pineda looking for two. Here's the throw. It is in time, and he is out at second. Great throw from Daniel Amaral. He continues to make defensive play after defensive play, and Perez applies the tag. He is out. So it's going to go a single for Pineda, but then it goes on the play. It will go 8-4 on the put out for the first out of the inning. It is a hit as well, though. That is their sixth hit, and with one away, here comes Will Simpson.
Great job there by Amaral in center field as the first pitch to Simpson is in there for a strike. Great job, though, because that ball was deflected off of the glove of the shortstop. Kerrig slowed it down a little bit. Amaral charged, and kind of an aggressive base running choice there by Pineda to try and stretch that one into two, and he gets got.
And I think that the Ports need to realize they should not run in Daniel Amaral. After last night, Henry Boltigan throwing a third Amaral starting that play. Amaral has made a lot of great plays at the plate. You've seen a lot of guys not take chances on scoring on anything near Amaral. And again, Amaral showing off the arm.
And I do, just being honest, I think it was a bad base running decision there by Pineda.
And a fly ball to left field. It goes foul. The count now at no balls, two strikes to Will Simpson. You're right. It could have been a bad play as well, but Stockton trying to get some momentum back on their side after allowing those three runs. And so I understand the aggressiveness. Stockton also trying to play spoiler. They have not much to play for.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
As the 0-2 is high, the count now at one ball and two strikes. Stockton, even though they have a great record here at Chukchansey Park this season, Stockton 44-75 overall. As here comes the 1-2 to Simpson. That's outside. The count at 2-2. Giving chances to a lot of their younger players like Simpson, who are 2023 draft picks, to get these guys a little bit of some opportunity to play at this level and get some momentum into 2024. As the 2-2 is outside, the count now 3-2. Simpson is 1-for-2, a double, walk, and run so far tonight against left-hander Carson Skipper. Skipper does not walk a lot of batters, as that is inside, and there it is, another walk for Carson Skipper. Something we don't say as much. That is the fifth walk by Fresno pitching, as here comes Henry Bolte, who has two walks so far. He is 0-for-1. For Carson Skipper, that is just his fifth walk this year, and they will head to the bullpen once again. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Carlos Torres, the new pitcher for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, the 6'4", 240-pound right-hander out of Puerto Rico throws his first pitch, and it just misses a little bit low. Entering his second professional season with the Rockies organization this year, he's 6-1 with a 3.91 ERA and looking to just get the Grizzlies out of this inning.
As here's a ground ball, this could be 2-4-6-3, a big double play! And Torres gets it as we head to the stretch and some momentum. The Grizzlies trail by 1, time for a comeback clause win. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-3 Stockton leads Fresno here at Chuck Chancy Park. A great game as Daniel Amaral will lead things off against Micah Dallas. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander and a bunt attempt inside. The count at 1-0 from Micah Dallas. Dallas from Aubrey, Texas, 6'2", 215 pounds, an eighth-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022. That's a strike. He is from Texas A&M against Daniel Amaral, who went to UCLA. Amaral 1-for-2 tonight as he has a little blooper out to shallow right field. A long run. Boldy dives, and he can't make the play. Amaral with speed will head to second. It is a double to start for Amaral. A long run for Bolte and Wright. He couldn't make the diving play, and Amaral is now 2-for-3 with a double right there.
And what a great piece of hitting there from Amaral. He caught it just a bit off the end of the bat, but it was one of those plays where you hit the ball where somebody isn't. Bolte gave a really good effort to try and chase that one down. It was a diving attempt. He almost was able to get that one in the sweet spot, but Amaral, thinking two all the way, did not hesitate rounding first base, gets himself in scoring position for the tying run.
Here's the pitch to Cody Huff. He looks to bunt. A perfect bunt down the third baseline. There's no one there! And Huff will have a bunt single! Amaral to third! The second baseman and Cook didn't get over in time. There was nowhere to go for the third baseman, LeBoy.
Yeah, corners of the infield are playing in there, LeBoy and Simpson. They crashed on that bunt. Simpson coming in. That's the second baseman's responsibility to cover the first base bag. Cook just a little bit too late getting over there. And now it's runners on the corners. Nobody out for the Grizzlies. Tying run at third here in the bottom of the seventh.
And Jake Snyder, who's one of the smartest hitters in this Grizzlies lineup, another guy who could bunt as well, as here comes the manager in Gregorio Petit to come talk to his right-hander Dallas. There is no one right now in the pen for Stockton. Jake Snyder has probably the best speed on this team. Runners at first and third. I'm going to put on a hypothetical question. Do you bunt here?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I would say yes. I would say why not? Obviously, you've got speed with Amaral at third. If everybody is on the same page, then you've got nobody out. You know, obviously you don't want that tying run that's at third base to get, you know, out in some sort of a defensive play. But I think if everybody's on the same page and if you trust Snyder enough to lay down a bunt, I say you go for it. This is a Grizzlies team that has manufactured runs in many different ways throughout the course of this season.
And I think that's why there was a mound visit right there, too, with Petit going out there to say, hey, Snyder can do something like this. The Grizzlies have done it. In Modesto, Andy Perez put down a bunt down the first baseline with a runner at third and one out. Trust your guys. One game at a time, one play at a time. And it is loud here at Chuck Chancy
Park.
This
crowd of 3,992 people here, this is the most that we've heard out of them here this afternoon.
As there is a bunt attempt, it goes foul. The count at 0-1, exactly what we all thought as Amaral was heading to the plate. Snyder just couldn't put it down. You also saw the third baseman, LeBoy, crashing on the play. So the Grizzlies trying to play some small ball right here.
Situational baseball. And, I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, if you pull it off, that's just, it comes down to fundamentals. We'll see if he tries to lay down a bunt here again in an 0-1 count.
Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Dallas, and he looks to bunt, and it's outside. The count at 1-1. Amaral had to scamper back to third base, and again, both the first baseman and the third baseman for Stockton breaking, and Cook was so quick over to first base to make sure he covered on that one.
And now the ports know that the bunt is definitely in play. We'll see if Snyder sticks with it here in a 1-1.
And he looks to bunt, and it's inside, and a good block from the catcher and Cooper Yule. The count at 2-1 again. Amaral had to waltz back to third base to make sure that that ball did not get sent to the backstop.
And now if you're Snyder, you've showed bunt three times, but you've got count leverage. You're ahead in the count, two balls and a one strike. So maybe this is when it starts to creep in. I might get a pitch to hit here in a 2-1 count. It's going to be a very interesting to see what Snyder elects to do here.
And a double play would still tie the game if it's hit on the ground. As here comes the 2-1, he looks to bunt, and it's down the first baseline. The shovel pass with the glove, and Amaral's now in a pickle. Here's the throw, and says they're going to tag him Yule. Oh, man, what a play from the first baseman and Will Simpson, and Amaral is out. What a play. The pass with the glove to the catcher, Yule, who ran down Amaral. Amaral tried getting back to third.
And Simpson had a lot more time, really, than I think he thought that he did. But he flips it out of the glove anyway. Kind of a dangerous play, but he makes it look easy. And then Yule able to chase Amaral back down the line and tag him out at third. But the Grizzlies still in business. The tying run still in scoring position with one out. And now you turn it over to the top of the order for Cole Carrig, who's just coming off of a single when he faced Dallas to start the sixth inning.
1-for-3 with a run as well. Runners at first and second, one out here in the bottom of the seventh. The Grizzlies have scored 35% of their runs in their final three innings as Carrig lines one foul to count it 0-1. The Grizzlies 17 comeback clause wins in the seventh inning or later this season. They have played 45% of their games within one or two runs. That is an unbelievable number to think about.
Always an exciting night at the ballpark when you watch the Grizzlies.
As the 0-1 is fouled off, now 0-2 to Carrig. Carrig very aggressive at the plate, swinging at both of the first two pitches. As some fans making some excitement here at the ballpark. Fresno, they have scored, as we said, 35% of their runs. 53 of their 119 games have ended in one- or two-run affairs. They're 33-20 in those games. 33-20. As the count at 0-2 to Cole Carrig, on deck is Bryant Betancourt. Here comes the pitch from Dallas. He'll step off. He looks back, the runner at second in Cody Huff. Huff has okay speed. Great speed at first, though, with Jake Snyder, second on the team in stolen bases. Bottom of the seventh inning, and now time called by the umpires as well, as they will reset the clock, it looks like.
Yeah, if you're here in Fresno, or if you've been to a game, you know that the fans get excited when the band of music starts. It was Volver, Volver, if I'm not mistaken. And
as there's a line drive caught by the first baseman Simpson, and everyone had to hustle back to their base. That ball was hard hit from Carrig at 78, but right at Simpson for the second out. It goes L3. Two outs now, and now Bryan Betancourt to the dish.
And that's a tough look out there if you're Carrig and if you're the Grizzlies. I don't know how hard that ball was hit off the bat, but it looked like it got over to Simpson at first pretty quickly. Unfortunately, though, there is that saying, hit it where they're not. Unfortunately, if you're Carrig, he hit it right where the defense was.
Now Bryan Betancourt has been one of the best hitters over the past week or so for Fresno. A couple home runs, RBI after RBI for him. He had two runs last night as well. Comes in three homers, 54 RBI. Runners at first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. And Betancourt takes a ball high. The count at 1-0. Good spot there from Dallas, just missing. Bryan Betancourt has come into his own here in the second half. One of the top hitters in the DSL last year, 19 years old. Here comes the 1-0 to Bryan Betancourt, and he pops it high in the air on the diamond. This is playable, and it's the shortstop, and making the catch is Naylor to end the inning. The Grizzlies had a runner at third and do not score. We head to the eighth, 4-3, Grizzlies trail. You're listening to them on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 4-3 Stockton leads Fresno. Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. They completely redesigned the Save Mart app with everything you need to help plan your shopping and save more money on your family's groceries. There are tons of downloadable coupons and exclusive offers, and it's easy to track your Save Smart rewards. Download today and start saving every time you shop with the new Save Mart app.
And I tell you what, I'm a frequent Save Mart shopper. If you're not playing the Save Mart Monopoly game, you're missing out. I've been playing that Save Mart Monopoly game. Got to go to Save Mart.
As the first pitch is a cold strike to Jonah Cox from Carlos Torres. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. A Save Mart Sunday. We also have kids run the bases. Everyone runs the bases with ice cream from Producer's Dairy following tonight's game as that pitch is outside. The count now at 1-1 to Jonah Cox here in the top of the eighth inning. Again, we thank Save Mart. Again, Save Smart Rewards. Download today and start saving every time you shop with the new Save Mart app. Here's the 1-1 high chopper to the third baseman, Karros. Karros over to first. It's in time. Just barely to get Jonah Cox. It goes 5-3. What a great job from Karros. Got a tough bounce at the end.
Yeah, that was a really tough hop there. Came up a little bit high there off of the third base infield. And you see him back up, take that little crow hop, and then has to quickly reset and make sure that he's able to get the throw over to first in time. And he's able to get it to Messenger for the first out of the inning. But a great job here from Carlos Torres. Came in back in the seventh inning, got the ground ball that got the Grizzlies out of the inning, and then he gets a ground ball to start things off, and then a first pitch strike here to Miles Naylor.
Carlos Torres, born in Puerto Rico, came over and went to Lehigh, as here comes the 0-1 to Miles Naylor. It's now 0-2. Carlos Torres, as we said, 6'4", 240 pounds, Ponce, Puerto Rico, a 20th round draft pick. I think he was the biggest steal in the 2022 draft. A late round guy, has the body build, has the strength, a very good sinker. As here's his 0-2, it's outside the count at 1-2. Also a great guy, speaks multiple languages, so an easy guy to root for, and he's had a great season as well. Carlos Torres, as here comes the 1-2 to Naylor. From Torres, swung on and missed. He's down on strikes, and Torres gets Naylor for the third time now. That is the first strikeout for Torres. And here comes Yeniel LaBoy, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI single.
And what a really good pitch there from Torres in a 1-2 count. You don't have to come into the strike zone. He doesn't. He uses that ball that tails away and gets Naylor way out in front for the second out of the inning.
As LaBoy fouls it off, the count at no balls and one strike. So final line for Carson Skipper, 1 inning, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1K. For Sergio Sanchez, 2 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, 1 walk, 4 Ks. As here comes the 0-1 from Torres, and that is line foul. The count now at 0-2. We'll keep you updated with the California League scores in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Grizzlies trying to win this contest, not wanting to split the series here with Stockton. We'll keep an update on the game in San Jose between the Giants and the Modesto Nuts. Here comes the 0-2 to LaBoy. And it is swung on and missed. Torres has looked good so far. 5 outs for him as we have the bottom of the eighth. Time for the Grizzlies to score a run. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-3, Stockton leads Fresno. Micah Dallas still in the game as he will take on Skyler Messenger to lead things off. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold, going to now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure, 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth.
So it'll be Skyler Messenger who steps up to the plate to lead things off for the Grizzlies. They have had success against the reliever Micah Dallas after being really kind of bamboozled by Wander Guante, who started the game. So Grizzlies have put some runners on. They had the tying run at third base with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're unable to get that tying run.
As Skyler Messenger sees a pitch inside, the count at 1-0, he ducked on that pitch. Messenger 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts so far. It's been a tough series for Messenger. A home run right here would change everything as there's a fly ball foul. The count at 1-1. Messenger batting .274, an .876 OPS, 16 homers, 73 RBI. He is all over the California League leaderboard, including leading the league in RBI. Here's a ground ball foul. The count now at 1-2. Fresno, they're in the heart of their order, 3-4-5.
But there are a lot of players in this Fresno lineup from 1-9 that can, get the job done. They're capable of getting a hit, getting on base. Obviously, a home run would be nice to tie it with one swing of the bat, but really, you're just trying to keep the line moving, get on base.
As he swings and misses, and that's the first out of the inning, Messenger strikes out again. Second strikeout for Dallas, and with one out, here comes Kyle Karros. Karros, 1-3, an RBI single and a run so far.
Yeah, Karros had a pretty good at-bat the first time that he saw Dallas back in the sixth with that single out to left. Ended up coming around to score. See if he can't get on base here.
As there's a pitch low, the count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll also give you scores around the California League here in just a second as Karros swings and misses. The count at 1-1. Let's head over to the game in San Jose where the Giants lead the Modesto Nuts 9-1 in the top of the seventh inning. A big game right now as there's a strike. The count at 1-2 to Karros. Because if San Jose beats Modesto and Fresno can somehow win this game, it will be back to a 4-game lead in the North Division second half standings. There's a fly ball out to right field, but playable for the right fielder in Bolte. He will make the catch for the second out. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., 2-3 with that 2-run homer in his last at-bat. And so San Jose leads Modesto 9-1. They scored 8 runs in the first 4 innings of play. And it was all off of Hawks and Holden Laws and also Yuri Tatis as E.J. Andrews Jr. at the plate. That's in the top of the seventh inning. We'll continue to keep you updated as the first pitch to Andrews Jr. is low. The count of 1-0. 10-6 Inland Empire leads Visalia. A very crucial matchup as both teams will have some factor next week as Andrews Jr. fouls it off. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies will face the Rawhide at Valley Strong Ballpark. Inland Empire will take on Modesto at John Thurman Field. Inland Empire. They scored 6 runs in the first. They have scored in every inning so far, just in the 5th inning. As Andrews Jr. check swing outside, did he go? He did not. The count at 2-1. Visalia, though, 3 runs in the 5th. There are 23 hits in that game, and they're in the 5th inning. Here comes the 2-1. And Andrews Jr. swinging a miss. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finally, in the 7th inning, Rancho Cucamonga trails Lake Elsinore 5-4. The Quakes 4 runs in the 1st. As Andrews Jr. sees a pitch inside. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And then Lake Elsinore, they have now scored 5 runs over their past 4 innings and have taken the lead here in the 7th. Here comes the pitch. Andrews Jr. swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies go down in order in the 8th. We head to the 9th inning. The Grizzlies trail 4-3. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey Park for the 9th inning of action. It is 4-3. Stockton leading Fresno, and a new Grizzlies pitcher. It's going to be the closer, Zach Agnos. Not a close situation, but obviously the Grizzlies want to keep this at a one-run deficit. Agnos has a minor league leading 24 saves this season, putting him third all-time in the franchise's top 10 single-season saves.
As the first pitch is lined to right field, a base hit over Skyler Messenger. Cooper Ewell's reached base twice, but his first hit of the game, now 1-for-4. So a single against Agnos. That's just the 7th hit for Stockton, as here comes B.J. Cook.
Yeah, and obviously maybe a little bit of a different situation that Agnos is used to. Obviously, when he's the closer, he's used to coming in with a lead, but now he's coming in with a deficit, just trying to keep it at one and give the Grizzlies offense a chance to do something special here in the 9th.
Here comes the pitch from Agnos, and that is inside. The count at 1-0 to B.J. Cook, 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles. Stockton, 3 runs in the 6th. They had a home run in the 2nd. Fresno, 3 runs in the 6th inning as well. Here comes the 1-0 to B.J. Cook, and it is a fly ball out to shallow right field. Andrews Jr. coming in, still coming in, will make the play for the first out. And Cook is retired for the 2nd time. One out is here comes Robert Poisson, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts tonight.
Yeah, you know, and when you get a guy who's stepping up to the plate who's 0-for-3, he's got the hat trick of strikeouts on the day, you know that he's trying to get on base any way that he can. So even though he is the number 9 hitter, you don't want to take him lightly if you're Agnos.
Poisson signed by the Athletics in 2019 out of the Dominican Republic for $5 million. He was a shortstop by trade, played a little bit of infield, now considered an outfielder in the system. He also was a switch hitter, but now just hits from the right side. As here's the 0-1, that is fouled off. Now 0-2 to Poisson. It's been a tough start to his career in Poisson, who is considered to be one of the top international signings in 2019. But Poisson is a guy that finds the right time to get a big hit.
And sometimes it's just tough to adjust whenever you get up to a different level of play, as the throw over to first not going to be in time as they check on Yule. But sometimes that adjustment when you elevate to the next level, it can take a little bit of time to try and get your feet underneath you.
As here comes the 0-2 to Poisson in the dirt. The count at 1-2. And you're telling Poisson now, who struck out 3 times. Now you have to face Zach Agnos, who's one of the best closers, if not the best closer in baseball. Agnos, 6 feet, 210 pounds. Here comes the 1-2. Check swing. He did go around, and it's the golden sombrero for Poisson. He is struck out for the 4th time. Second out of the inning. First strikeout for Agnos. And here comes the leadoff hitter in Pedro Pineda.
And a real nice job. Obviously, Agnos still has one more out to get out of the inning, but a really good job after giving up the leadoff single to right field on the first pitch that he threw in the 9th inning. Comes back, gets a flyout, gets the strikeout, and now, one out away from getting your offense back up to the plate and try and do something special in the 9th.
As the first pitch is inside of Pineda, the count at 1-0. Pineda, 1-for-3, has reached base twice, a walk as well. He has stolen a base, has not scored, though. Pineda's done a little bit of everything in this series, taking a lot of pitches. As the 1-0 is a called strike, the count at 1-1. He has taken quality at-bats. I know the numbers may not speak compared to Naylor, who has 2 homers, Bolte, who has homered multi-hits in this series, but I really like the way Pineda has played in this series. As that's a called strike, the count at 1-2, and I think Huff just stole a pitch right there from the home plate umpire in Tatum Littleton. Huff, one of the best receiving catchers in baseball.
Yeah, that was an absolutely picture-perfect frame job. Maybe a little bit inside, but as soon as he catches it, brings it back over the plate, gets the call.
As there goes the runner, fouled off by Pineda, the count remains at 1-2. Stockton trying to put on their own hit and run as manager Gregorio Petit at third base trying to get something going. The right-hander Blaise Pontes was in the pen. Now it's Carlos Gerarte, number 20, the right-hander in the pen for the Ports, and looks like it'll be his 9th inning.
And a good job of changing speeds there from Agnos. He goes 94 with the fastball and then goes 82 with the off-speed on the outside.
As here is a fly ball to Andrews Jr. in right field. He will make the catch to end the inning. It's time to walk it off here at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back. Let's see if the Grizzlies can do so.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chukchansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-3. It's time for a walk-off here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies looking for the series win. The Ports looking for the series split and a crucial Sunday evening game. Andy Perez against a new right-hander in Carlos Guarte. Here comes the first pitch from Guarte and Perez. Ground ball, and it's foul. The count at 0-1. The right-hander Carlos Guarte with his light blue glove. 6'2", 178 pounds for the Venezuelan. Part of a trade in 2022 from the Cardinals. Guarte, a very good arm out of the Ports pen. As here's the 0-1 of Perez inside. The count at 1-1. Perez 0-3, and they said he was hit by a pitch. So therefore, the leadoff man is on with a hit by pitch, and Eric Bentley was showing off a little bit that he was hit on that inside pitch.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to say there's ever a good time to get hit by a pitch, and I'm sure that Andy Perez would agree with me as he limps down to first base. Looks like he's going to be all right and stay in the game, but whenever you can get that leadoff runner on, especially in the bottom of the ninth inning, that really kind of changes the tide of the inning and how it feels a little bit if you're the Grizzlies. And now you set it up for Amaral with a runner on, nobody out.
2-3 with a double for Amaral. Here's the pitch, and he takes a strike. The count at 0-1. Daniel Amaral in this series has 8 hits, a 5-game hit streak for him in his current hit streak. He's been outstanding all series long. As here comes the 0-1 to Amaral, and that is a pop-up on the diamond now in foul territory. Simpson is there, and he will make the catch for the first out. It goes P3, as here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. And now it looks like it's going to be a pinch hitter, actually. It looks like that they will go to the bench, and it looks like it's Luis Mendez to come in to pinch hit in this situation. So pinch hitter in Luis Mendez, number 2, will come in.
Yeah, Mendez, a 5'11", 157-pounder out of the Dominican Republic. His fourth season with the Rockies, and he's looking just to try and keep the line moving for the Grizzlies, tying run on first base with one out.
Here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. Wanted to go into the righty-lefty matchup instead of the righty-righty. So Mendez pinch hitting for Cody Huff here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 4-3 Fresno trails. Here's the pitch. Mendez, a line drive. Base hit at center field. Here goes Perez to third. Here's the throw for the center fielder. It is offline, and runners at second and third with one out. Luis Mendez, a pinch hit single.
Boy, talk about pulling the right strings if you're the Fresno Grizzlies. Mendez, an absolutely phenomenal piece of hitting as he sends it right back up the middle. And a great jump at first base there by Perez as he was able to get to second. And wasting no time was Mendez rounding first and headed for two. And now the Grizzlies with a potential winning run in scoring position with less than two outs.
And Jake Snyder, who could not get the bunt down correctly the last time up, it was a good bunt down to the first baseman in Simpson, who made a great play to the plate, but now an opportunity for Snyder to win it. Runners at second and third. There is one out here in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies, they trail 4-3. Modesto, they trail 9-7 now in the bottom of the seventh inning of San Jose. This game is crucial tonight.
And obviously, if you're the Grizzlies, you know, you're not down there in the dugout scoreboard watching, but those of us up here in the press box are definitely keeping an eye on that game between San Jose and Modesto. But right now, if you're the Grizzlies, I hate to use the say you control your own destiny, but as far as this game goes, it's there for the taking if you're Fresno.
Here's the pitch to Snyder outside. The count at 1-0. The infield is in here for the Ports, as they're going to try to cut off the tying run in Perez at third. It's 1-0, one out, runners at second and third, Jake Snyder. Here comes the 1-0 to Snyder, and it is outside, the count at 2-0. Cole Kerrig on deck for Fresno. This is a prime opportunity for the Grizzlies to take the lead. Snyder is very smart as well, 25 years old, a former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand. Here comes the 2-0, and Snyder fouls it off. The count at 2-1 right into the Ports dugout. Hopefully everyone's okay over there. The count at 2-1. Jake Snyder, an opportunity to tie, maybe win it here. Four homers. He homered last night. One of three Fresno homers. Here comes the 2-1 to Jake Snyder. And Snyder takes it away and it gets away. This will tie the game. 4-4. It gets away from the catcher and Yuel Perez scores. We are tied at four here at Chuck Chancy Park. Comeback clause. Up to third goes Mendez. That looks like it was going to be a wild pitch, and we are tied.
Tell you what, Steven, any baseball coach, I'm sure you know this, will tell you, you put runners on base and good things happen. That run that Perez scored, he reached base after getting hit by a pitch, and just like that, the Grizzlies now with the winning run standing 90 feet away.
Here's the 3-1. Snyder, it gets away! Here comes Mendez! Grizzlies walk it off on the wild pitch! 5-4, a series win here at Chuck Chancy Park. Two runs in the ninth, the 18th comeback clause of the win, the 7th walk-off, 3rd on the wild pitch this season. We'll be back after this. The Grizzlies, a 5-4 win tonight.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game. Two wild pitches and the Grizzlies a 5-4 walk-off win. Eric Bentley, how did it happen?
I mean, you know, this has kind of been one of those games where if you've watched the Grizzlies all season long, you know that they're not out of it. It doesn't matter what the score is. They trailed this game 4-0 at one point. The offense wasn't really able to do a whole lot through the first six or so innings, but once they were able to get to the Stockton bullpen, that's where the bats really came to life. It was Micah Dallas who came in relief for the Ports, and it was the Grizzlies who were able to get three runs off of him in the sixth inning to get the game close. A lot of credit to a couple of the bullpen arms. Carlos Torres did a really good job for the Grizzlies, holding things down, and the Grizzlies trailing by one going to the ninth. All you've got to do is put runners on base. You get a hit by pitch and a pair of wild pitches, and the Grizzlies come away with the 5-4 victory in a game that you and I were talking at the break is a lot bigger than I think a lot of people realize for the Grizzlies as far as the standings go.
Well, Modesto right now trailing 10-7 in the top of the eighth inning. They did score six runs in the seventh inning. They have a runner at sec with no outs. So Fresno right now a 3.5-game lead in the division, hoping San Jose can avoid the sweep to Modesto, who's won six in a row. But a big game for Fresno, down 4-0, three runs in the sixth, another two in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies enjoying their seventh walk-off win of the year, three of them via the wild pitch. You have two via home run, one via balk, and one via single. So three on a wild pitch. The second for Mendez. He did it also against Stockton on April 16th in the 11th inning, a 12-11 thriller here at Chuck Chancy Park. The Grizzlies, their 18th comeback clause win in the seventh inning or later.
And one thing that I think is really big about this Fresno Grizzlies victory is we saw that two-error play for the Grizzlies defensively. They committed two errors that allowed that three-run top half of the sixth inning for the Ports. And it kind of seemed like the energy and the vibe of the team started to get a little bit down. And it's easy, especially it's the last game of a six-game series. You know, you're ready for that off day on Monday. You're ready to get home. And sometimes you can just kind of say, okay, we're going to phone in these last three innings and you know, we're going to get a day off and then we'll live to see another series. But this Grizzlies team, they continue to put runners on base. They continue to have quality at bats. And then just like the Grizzlies gave the Ports a couple of runs with an error, you take advantage of anything that you're given. That entire ninth inning was really sparked by the hit by pitch and then the two wild pitches that obviously allowed both runs to come in to score. But one person that I really want to talk about was Mendez for the Grizzlies, because he comes in as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning with the tying run on base, and he's able to get the double and put runners on second and third with nobody out, that allows those two wild pitches that are going to end up scoring two runs. Mendez with a really huge at-bat for the Grizzlies there, pinch hitting in the ninth.
Luis Mendez did not have a hit in this series. Luis Mendez did not have a hit over his last three games. Luis Mendez delivered the biggest hit and the biggest run of the night. Final lines as well. The Grizzlies improved to 72-48 overall. 36-18 in the second half. Fresno has already matched what they did in the first half in wins. Stockton falls to 44-76. They are 19-35 in the second half. Final line, Stockton 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They had 6 left on base. Fresno 5 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. 5 left on base. The winning pitcher is Zach Agnos, now 4-3. The loss to Carlos Guarte, now 4-5. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 16 minutes. We were cruising tonight in front of a paid crowd of 3,992. They were loud and in it every single step of the way. The Grizzlies, a series win as well. They end up beating Stockton overall in this series. 18-12, 10-8 here at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies now 46-35 against the California League North Division. Fresno as well now, 54 of their 120 games have ended in one or two run affairs. And again, Fresno scoring 2 runs in the ninth inning. They have scored 35% of their runs in the final 3 innings. So the Grizzlies, a big win tonight. Momentum going into their next series in Visalia, a commuter for them. They're back in action on Tuesday, August 29th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. A pair of right-handers expected on the bump. Fresno will go to the right-hander Gabriel Barbosa, a 7-5 record, a 5.46 ERA. Barbosa, he looks to get back on the right track. While Visalia gives the ball to right-hander Casey Anderson, a 1-1 record, a 5.79 ERA. He will be piggybacked by Jacob Steinmetz, the Jewish product. He will be after Casey Anderson. So Visalia will be watching the Grizzlies in the next couple of games as well. Again, Tuesday, August 29th, 6:30 p.m. at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Grizzlies, a key six-game series as they look to continue their winning ways. Right now, Modesto, bases loaded in the top of the eighth inning with no outs. They're looking for a comeback win as well. But as things stand right now, the Grizzlies, a 3.5-game lead in the division. So, that will wrap it up tonight. However you are listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, 790 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice. A big thank you to Eric Bentley for joining us on the broadcast as well. Your Fresno Grizzlies, a walk-off win, 2 back-to-back wild pitches. Luis Mendez, the hero tonight, is the Grizzlies, a walk-off win. Have a happy rest of your Sunday, and we will see you on Tuesday for more Grizzlies baseball.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.